AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he's pulling back on his threats to widen attacks in Iran, subject to Tehran agreeing to a two-week ceasefire and reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Earlier, Trump had threatened that Iran's whole civilization would be destroyed if it failed to meet his latest deadline. Sagar Magani reports that drew both international condemnation and a harsh response on Capitol Hill.
The House's top Democrats say the president is completely unhinged, and they want the chamber brought immediately back into session for a vote on ending the Iran war. Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey went a step further, saying the president is a warmonger who must be removed from office before causing unfathomable harm. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president's social media post shows he's an extremely sick person. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a social media post, Trump says Iran has proposed what he describes as a workable 10-point peace plan. Oil prices swung sharply. Benchmark U.S. crude peaked above $117 per barrel before settling just below $113. In Turkey, officials say gunmen attacked police outside a building in Istanbul housing the Israeli consulate. The gun battle left one assailant dead and two police officers wounded. In this country, new Homeland Security Secretary Marquain Mullen toured parts of North Carolina devastated by Hurricane Helene 2 years ago, pledging to speed relief and preparations.
Disasters are happening constantly. We have to start looking at where we're going to be when hurricane season starts, what's on the backlog to be able to move them forward so we aren't entering the hurricane season behind. So we are trying to push this stuff forward as fast as possible.
And the British government has blocked the rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, from entering the UK amid controversy over his anti-Semitic statements. This is AP News. The Artemis II astronauts trading notes with the crew on the International Space Station.
We have a view right now, and it is making us so excited.
The first moonship-to-spaceship radio link-up ever. Christina Cook on Artemis II, awestruck by not just the beauty of Earth, but how much blackness there was around it.
It truly emphasized how alike we are, how the same thing keeps every single person on planet Earth alive. We evolved on the same planet. We have some shared things about how we love and live that are just universal.
What has amazed the crew and the team on Earth has been the images of the moon's surface. Lead lunar scientist Kelsey Young says she's been looking at thousands of images.
And you might think that after looking at hundreds of images taken of the lunar surface, I would get sick of it. I have not.
The astronauts spotted a cascade of pinpricks of light on the lunar surface. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.